Daf today is Kiddushin Tetzayin. We're going to start on the fourth line because if I start on the top, it's like getting back into everything from yesterday. I figured it was a cleaner way to just start on the fourth line. Okay. Refuat Shleimot, Dvar Abadino, Zavram Shimon Ben Chana, Carmela Ben Imo, Orli Penina Bar Rachel Frida, Chaya Malka Esther Bat Zippor, Daniel Ben Mim Chaya Ruth, Yasser Ben Rachele, Bar Rivka, Rafael Yishof Alek Ben Baruch Abatya, Yael Mirim Bat Chaya, Rina Chaya Bat Shoshana, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Tzvi Ben Mela, Tali Rachel Bat Tamar Sarah, Liloy Nishma Chana Bat Atara, Rizal Bat Sarah. Okay, we are continuing along in the Mishnah of the different ways that the Eved is Nikneh and the Amai Vriah. So we'll just look back at the Mishnah for a quick minute. It's on Yud Dalet Amud Bet. Eved Ivri Nikneh B'Kesef U'B'Shtar B'Kona Atzmo B'Shanim U'B'Yovel. So he gets acquired by money and or a shtar, and he buys himself back either at the end of the 6 years or Yovel, if the Yovel year comes before. Ubegiraon kesef, if he pays back, he worked part of it and then he pays back the rest of it. You deduct the amount that he worked to buy himself back out. Yetera alava maivriah, she has one extra way that he doesn't have. Shekona et atzma besimanim, she acquires herself back besimanim. Okay, meaning as soon as she reaches the age of simanim, she sees she becomes 12 and she has two simanim, two sa'arot, so she gets freed. Hanirtza, again, he has the option again to marry her or she goes free. Hanirtza nikne biritzia, if you decide to stay, and this only applies for a man, Eved Ivri, he decides to stay past the 6 years, so he gets acquired by piercing his ear. Vikonet atzmo, despite the fact that he says I'm going to be an Eved Olam, right, he does get to go out. Konet atzmo biyovel, in the yovel year, or bimitata adon, okay, if the owner dies. Later on today, we're going to see different versions of this whole thing about different ways that there might be different options also that aren't mentioned in our Mishnah. Okay, ubishtar. So now we're dealing with shtar. Before then, we dealt with kesef. Now we're dealing with the shtar that he gets acquired by shtar minalan. Now we want to know what's the source. Amar ula, amar kra. Im acheret yikachlo. This is by the Amai Vriah. Okay, I brought the psukim. So the third section of psukim, I left the ones from last time. So they're at the top. Shmo Perak Kaf Aleph, now I quoted. If you look starting from Pasuk Zayin, it's the Psukim about the Isha. I'll read them now because we're going to darshan a bunch of things from them. As you can see, the words that are bolded. V'kim kor isha bito la'ama lo tetzei ketzei tavadim. She can't leave the way the avadim leave. We'll see what this is, what we darshan from here soon. Im ra'a b'enei adoneha asher lo ya'ada. If she doesn't find favor in his eyes, basically, and she was the one that he was designated to marry, the hefda, and she redeems herself. We saw this. We darshan that word before. We're going to see it again. La'am nechui lo yimshal l'machra b'big tova. He can't sell her to a non-Jew. Ve'im livno yadena kemishpat habanot yasela. And if he designates her to marry his son, then she gets the mishpat like all other girls. And this is where we're going to darshan our issue. Im acheret yikachlo, and if he marries another wife in addition to her, sheirak sutavo natalo yikara, he has to still give her all the things that a regular woman gets in marriage. Vim shalosh ele lo yasela, and if he doesn't do that, v'yatzachinam in kasef, right? This is clearly trying to protect her, that even though she's a maidservant, she should have rights just like any other woman. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, well, if she has rights like every other woman, and im acheret yikachlo, they're comparing her to another wife. So what are we going to assume here? That she can get married with a shtar just like another woman can get married with a shtar. So that's what we learned. Hikisha katuv l'acheret. They made a hekesh between her and the other woman. Remember, hekesh is two things appear in the same pasuk or juxtaposed in two next door pasukim. So we're going to say that what's true for one, ma acheret mikniya b'shtar, afa ma avriya mikniya b'shtar. Okay, so just like the woman is acquired with a shtar, also the Amai Vriah is acquired by a shtar. Now they say, wait a minute. Hanicha, this only works. Lemanda Amar Shtar Amai Vriah Adon Kotvo. There's a machloket about who writes the shtar for an Amai Vriah. Because what's really happening? The father's selling the daughter into slavery. So if we say that what happens in a marriage, who writes the shtar? The husband who's acquiring the woman. So this makes sense to compare that we make this hakesh according to the guy who says that when it's a father selling his daughter into slavery, so who writes the shtar? The adon, the guy acquiring her, because then the shtar is going to be the same a parallel shtar to the shtar of the marriage, where the husband is acquiring a woman, the adon is acquiring the maidservant. He's going to say, instead of harei mekudeshali, harei at knuyali, or something like that. So now, that makes a lot of sense. Ela lamanda amar av kotvo, but to those who say, remember we had a whole discussion with the marriage, it doesn't match the regular shtar that we know, because the regular shtar that we know, it's usually the seller writing the shtar. So when it comes to an amar v'yad, there's clearly this machloket. Is this like a marriage, or is this more like a mecher, a sale? In which case, the father's going to write the shtar saying, I'm selling you my daughter. So if you say the father writes it, ma'ika lameimar, you can't compare the amayvriya to the marriage, because it's not the same type of shtar. So what do they say? So now they're going to tell us this machloket. Okay, take a break for a minute in the flow. De'itmar, as it said, shtar amayvriya mi kotvo, Rav Huna amar adon kotvo, Rav Chista amar av kotvo. Okay, so Rav Huna says the adon writes it, Rav Chista says the father writes it. So right, this again, it's like it's in between a ma'ivriya. It's sort of a sale, but it's sort of a marriage. So there's this confusion between the rabbis, you know, exactly how do we put this? How do we work it? So now, what are we going to say? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he's going to learn it from a different pasuk. So he's not going to learn it from Imacheret li'ikach lo in the Hekesh. He has to learn it from a different pasuk. Amar Kra, lo teitse kitse ta'avadim. Okay, what does that mean? Lo teitse kitse ta'avadim, aval nikneti kikinyan avadim. Umaynihu shtar. So what do we say? She can't go out like the avadim go out, but she can be acquired like the avadim are acquired. And what's that going to be? A shtar. Okay, so now what's the problem here? This is all trying to prove that there's a shtar, right? That you can get acquired with a shtar. So what do you have to say? You have to say they can't go out like the avadim go out with a shtar. That's a chairman. You can't go out like the avadim go out with a shtar, but you can go in the same way the avadim get a shtar shichur and leave. Okay, the same way avadim can get a shtar shichur and leave, that way they can get in. In other words, they can get in the same way the avadim get out. Okay, because everyone knows you can give a shtar shichur to your eved, but they can't go out in that way. In other words, an eved ivri doesn't go out with a shtar. Okay, or sorry, an amay ivriya doesn't go out with a shtar.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The shtar for the Nara, is that, if we're talking about that, or we're talking about after she reaches the age of...
No, we're talking about how she gets sold in the beginning. When the father sells her into slavery, can she get sold? We're learning she can get sold with a shtar. So one way we have she can get sold by a shtar, just like a marriage can be done with a shtar, she can. The opinion that says, no, the shtar of marriage is not, the shtar of amay ivriya is not like the shtar of marriage, because the father writes the shtar. So he would learn it from this word, lo teitse ketse tavadim. They can't go out like the avadim go out with the shtar, but they can go in with the shtar. That's what it's coming to teach you. Okay, you still have a question, or?
But she's not of age. It's not really a marriage. She's...
No, it's not a marriage. She gets sold to be a slave.
Okay?
That's how she gets sold into slavery, with a shtar, according to this, because she can't go out like the avadim, but she can go in. Okay, so I just want you to see where we are on the sheet here, because there's going to be a whole back and forth. Okay, so we had the makor to eved ivri was nikne b'shtar. We had a question on that, according to Rav Chista. We answered it now with this pasuk lo teitse ketse avadim. Now we're going to have a slew of questions on that, okay, until we get to answers. So now, what do they say here? Umani hushtar. So then they say, wait a minute. Ve'ema aval nikneti kikinyan avadim umayniu chazaka. Okay, why don't we say, you know, they're learning this all from the Eved Knani. Okay, an Eved Knani can be acquired like land. And how can it be acquired like land? Okay, so it can be acquired either by shtar or by chazaka. What is chazaka? It means if you start to work it, the land, then it becomes yours. Okay, likewise, you could start making the Eved work for you, and then that's chazaka. He already, as soon as he starts doing some work for you, that's a chazaka that you own him. So now they're going to say, so now there's going to be a whole thing, the ping pong back and forth is going to be, we're going to basically say, we're learning this from Kinyan of Adim, but Kinyan of Adim is both shtar and chazaka. So why don't we say chazaka here, and why do we say this? Why did we choose? In the end, they're going to basically, it's going to be a little bit of an annoying thing, is they're going to answer it without really answering it until ultimately they're going to finally ask the question, but I don't understand. It's arbitrary. It sounds like you're saying one but not the other. And as you follow, there's two ways the Eved Knani, either shtar or chazaka. So they're going to say, well, we're learning shtar, we're not learning chazaka. So they're going to have to explain why are we going to, if we're deriving it from there, why are we deriving dafka shtara, not chazaka? So now they're going to say, so my niu chazaka. My niu shtar. Ve'ema aval nikneru kikinyan avadim. My niu chazaka. So why don't you say he's like the avadim and it would be chazaka? So amar kra v'hit nachaltam otam lebnechem acharechem. This is what it says about the Eved Kenani. You pass them on to your children. Okay, this is, do we have this pasuk here on the page? I don't remember. Vayikra kaf he mem vav. Oh, no, we don't have it. We do? Right, in the Torah where it says it. It's the pasuk right after, right before. Okay, but it's saying, I skipped that section the other day because we didn't need it. I skipped the whole section. I'm being sold, buying an Eved Kenani. So there it says, if you remember, you don't pass on your Avadim, your Eved Kenani, to your sons, but you pass on your Avadim Kenanim to your sons. So if nachaltam otam lebneichem acharechem, so what do you learn from there? Otam bechazaka velo acher bechazaka. We're going to learn from there that you pass them on. Okay, we're going to learn from there that there's something unique by them. So what are we going to say? Again, like I told you, it's a little arbitrary. Because we're going to, you follow, there's one pasuk where we learned, lo teitse ketse tavadim, and what are we learning from there? Lo teitse, but you can be acquired like them. And then we have this other pasuk, v'nachaltam otam lebneichem acharechem, which teaches you can't be acquired like they can be acquired. Okay, so you can bishtar, you can't be bechazaka. Ultimately, we're going to have to say, right, you follow one pasuk includes and one pasuk excludes. So we're going to include the shtar, exclude the chazaka. Ve'ema, so why don't you say, otam bishtar velo acher bishtar, right? So why didn't you say when we include, that we include shtar, that we include, that we exclude, when we exclude, v'nachalzam otam lebneichem acharechem, and we said that's chazaka, why didn't you say there that that's shtar that we exclude? Okay, that's basically what they're saying. So what do they answer? Ah, no, haktiv, because we have the pasuk, lo teitzeh avadim, which included shtar. Again, that's not really relating to the question, because, follow, they're just doing this ping pong. Where's my marker? Oh, here it is. Okay, we have one pasuk, lo teitzeh avadim. And we're saying that this pasuk is inclusive, right? It's saying they don't go out. It's inclusive of they go in b'shtar, the same way. Then we have the nechaltam otam, which is going to say just them, and that's exclusive. And it's going to say, right, both these pasukim are about the Eved Kenani, and it's excluding chazaka. So now they say, when we excluded, why didn't we just exclude shtar? And then they said, well, that's because we already included shtar from the other pasuk. Okay, so again, they're still not really answering it because now they're going to say, umaraita. And that's, so why did you choose when we were including to include shtar and we were excluding to exclude chazaka? Why didn't you do it the flip? We're finally, you know, they had this back and forth, which wasn't really leading to anywhere. Now we're finally getting to the crux of the question. So what do they say? Mistabras shtar havalei l'ribuye. Sheken motzi'a bebat Yisrael. Abai Yisrael gets divorced with a shtar. So therefore, it made more sense that when we're talking about people and acquiring people, that we'd have it more similar in a way that they go out with shtar, so why don't we say that they can also go in with shtar? Okay, that's what they're saying. So they, what's interesting is, right, what could you have said? You could have said marriage, not divorce. Right? You notice what they're doing. They're saying, just like women get divorced with a shtar, therefore, we're going to learn from here that in Amai Briyan, therefore also Eved Ivri can be acquired with a shtar. So why didn't they just say just like they went in with a shtar? So the Mefreshim say here that it doesn't say it in the Pasuk explicitly by Kiddushin, that you can be married with a shtar, but it says it specifically in the Pasuk by Katavla Sefer Kritut. So it's a better proof because really, if you remember, the whole thing of marriage with shtar was learned out from Get. So therefore, they're starting with the basic, right? The one that we, right, the source. Thank you. So that's why they say, okay? So therefore, shtar makes more sense. But then they say, wait a minute. Adraba, chazaka havalei l'ribuye sheken kone b'nichse hagir. But now they're saying, no, but chazaka is a stronger type kinyan because it can even be kone b'nichse hagir. What is this? This is if a ger dies, he doesn't have yorshim. Let's say he has no kids. So his family is no longer his family anymore halachically because he converted. So, you know, his parents, let's say. So what happens? His stuff is Hefker. Now, to buy from Hefker is much more difficult because you can't buy using a shtar from Hefker. But what does work? Chazaka works. If you start using his stuff, that acquires from Hefker. So they're saying the Chazaka looks like it's a stronger type of Kenyan because it can even acquire something from Hefker. So why don't you say the Chazaka is the Kenyan we're going to use? Again, the Yichsei Agar has nothing to do with this, but it's trying to say it's a stronger type Kenyan. But now they say, no, it might be a stronger type Kenyan from Yichsei Agar, but Be'isha Mihalo Eshkechan. In other words, one way of answering this is saying, but you don't find that type of Chazaka doesn't appear anywhere in Ishut, and since Amai Vriya has, you know, relates to Ishut, because ultimately he might end up marrying her, or he's supposed to marry her ultimately. So therefore, since even though Chazaka might be a stronger type Kenyan, since it doesn't appear by Ishut anywhere, we're not going to allow it here. And that's why in the end they did it. Okay? That's one way of reading it. The other answer is to basically say, you're right, technically speaking, there's no real, you know, one over the other, if I talk through logic, but I have a pasuk which makes it stronger. Iba et ema lahachi ahane im acheret. The pasuk im acheret ikachlo, that, right, because you have that pasuk, now remember, that was the pasuk the other guy used, okay? But what are we saying? The combination of im acheret and lo teitzei ketzei avadim proves that we're going to learn it from Ishut, and we're going to say it's more like that. Okay, he's going to use it combined with the other one, and that's going to be his proof. Okay. V'Rav Chista, V'Rav Huna, Hai lo teitzei ketzei avadim, my darish bei. Now we're going back to Rav Huna. When he has the pasuk lo teitzei ketzei avadim, what does he do with that? Because remember, that was what we used to prove niknedu b'shtar according to Rav Huna. Rav Chiska. But according to Rav Huna, he learned it just from the pasuk of Imacheret Yikachla, from the Hekesh. So what does he do with this lo teitzei ketzei avadim? Mibayle she'ena yotza b'rashe evarim ke'eved. Okay, for this I brought you the pasuk. The last pasuk quoted at the top of the page is in Shmo Perek Kaf Alef Lamed Bet. In the middle of the all the ox, you know, he gores your this and your that, blah, blah, blah. So pasuk Lamed Bet says, im eved yigachshur o ama. If the eved gored, if the shor gores an eved or an ama, kesef shloshim shkalim yitein la'adonah v'ashor yisakel. Okay, so the adon gets 30 shkalim. We saw this before because this is one of the places where the Torah said exactly how much money, and we had a whole thing, right? When it says exactly how much money, that's going to be kesef tzuri. Okay, so now, what are we saying here? It's coming to teach you lo teitzei ketzei tavadim, and the eved, by the way, goes free. This is only true for an Eved Knani. That's what it's trying to tell you. Lo teitzei ketzei tavadim is telling you that the Eved Ivri and the Amai Ivriya don't go out if a shor gored them. Okay, is that the way you say it? Gored them?
Gored.
Sounds, okay. So that's what it's coming to teach you. So he uses it for something totally different. Rav Chista. So where's Rav Chista going to learn that halacha from? You guess already? Imke lichtov kra lo teitzei ke avadim. It should have just said then, they don't go out like the avadim. My kitzei ta avadim, because it says kitzei ta avadim and not just ke avadim, shmami na tarite. We can darshan two things from the same pasuk. Okay. Kone et atzma, and obviously you would say that Rav Huna doesn't think you learn two things from it, right? That's fine. Okay. Vekone et atzmo bishani. Now we're going to get to the next one. Okay, how do you know, this one's going to be a very short one, how do you know he acquires himself with shanim? Well, everybody knows that. If you read the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, right, Tichtiv, Sheish shanim yavodu bashvi'ik, yetzei l'chofshi chinam. Very clear. Okay, done. Biyovel, also going to be very simple. How do you know he goes out by Yovel? Very clear pasuk, Tichtiv, Ad shnat ha'yovel yavodimach. Okay, also it says it right there. He only works till the Yovel year. Begeraon kesef. This we already learned. This will be a repeat. How do you know that they can buy their way out? Amar chizki adamakra vehefda. Remember, it should have said v'nifdeit, and she redeems herself. But because it says vehefda, melameh, it teaches you shemigra pidyonav yotza, that she takes, she deducts the amount that she's worth, and then she goes out. Okay, tana. Now we're going to have different brightot. Okay, you can go on to the second side. Now we're going to have a braita about this topic. Tana, v'kone et atzmo b'kesef u'b'shvei kesef. Okay, so he can buy himself out of slavery with kesef and shave kesef, okay, and something that's valued, has a money monetary value, even if it's not money, ubishar. Okay, so now we're going to have to say, where does he learn these? Bishlama kesef dichtiv mi kesef miknato. Okay, we saw this pasuk the other day. If you look in Vayikra Kafe, it's on your sheet. Pasuk nun aleph. The last pasuk in the section of this was the one. This is actually if he gets sold to a non-Jew. But then it says, im od rabo pashanim lefihen yashiv geulato mikesef miknato. So what are they, darshan? Mikesef miknato. They say, oh, there you see kesef is involved. Shvei kesef nami, the words right before that are yashiv geulato, which comes to include, it didn't need to say the word yashiv geulato. So if they're saying words that are unnecessary, we're going to say that they must be coming to include something else. So what are they coming to include? Another method, which is not only kesef, but shvei kesef, something that's worth money. Amar Rahmana, okay, the pasuk says, L'rabot shvei kesef ki kesef. In other words, it says yashiv geulato in order to include also shvei kesef. Ve'ela shtar, ela hai shtar hechidami. What kind of shtar? Ilema dekatav lashtar adame hainu kesef. If you're going to say that he wrote him a shtar, like a finance, like a, I guess this means like a,
promissory.
A promissory note, IFF, thanks. So it's a promissory note where it's saying, you know, right, so how would it be, let's think. He says, I guess he writes him money, like I owe you money, and then you give it, you know, it's like as if you're paying me back by going free. So that's basically kesef. Ela shichur shtar lamali. If you're going to say he needs a shichur shtar, why would he even need that? Lemale ba'ape tre zil. Inami ba'ape bedina zil. If he has a slave that belongs to him, he could just go in front of two people and say, you're free. And the guy would be free. Or so we think. We're going to see in a minute. You can't do that. Okay? But the Gemara is assuming, why can't he just go either before two people, with Edim, or before a Beitim, and say, you're free, and the guy goes free? Just like you can be mafkir your property. Right? You can say, I don't own this anymore. You should be able to do the same with your Eved. Okay? Now remember, why couldn't we do this with an Eved Knani? Because an Eved Knani, gufo kanoi. Right, and you had to write him a shtar shichur, right? Even if you sold him to a non-Jew, you'd have to write him a shtar shichur. But what did we say about an Eved Ivri? That he's not kanoi lecha the same way an Eved Knani is. An Eved Knani is really owned by you. An Eved Ivri is sort of owned by you, but more for his malacha. So now the Gemara is going to say something strange, but we're going to have to explain it a little differently because it doesn't make sense. Amarava, zot omeret, by the fact that you can't do this, okay, we're going to say, obviously you can't do this because it says you need a shtar. Wouldn't say you need a shtar if you could easily just say you're free. So obviously, saying you're free doesn't work. So what does he learn from here, Rava? Zot omeret eved ivri gufo kanoi. V'harav shemachal al gironu, ein gironu machul. If you own someone's body, then you can't be mochel on it. You can't say, okay, you worked for me for 2 years, you really owe me 6 years worth of stuff, but I'm just going to let you go and I'm going to be mochel the gironu, right? The part that he could have bought himself out by. Okay? He can't just be mochelet in words.
So he's
you have to
like
actually.
Eved Knani in this respect?
No. So it's not. So you obviously would have to say this is not like an Eved Knani. So what they say is that what it means is his gufo is kanoi lecha for malacha. It's not a full break. If you just say you're free and he goes free, really you still have claims to him. Because without a shtar shichur, you haven't released him fully. So if you set him free, you say, go free.
Oh.
If you come back later, a year later, and say, hey, you're owned by me. Look, you know, I bought you and you never paid me back the money. You could actually have him still work for you. Okay, that would mean he's yours. Okay, so what Rav is saying is, his gufo is kanoi. So first of all, they start to say, obviously his gufo is not kanoi like an Eved Knani. So what does it mean? It means that his work is kanoi lecha. His maaseh yadayim, right? The thing, whatever work he does, that money ultimately is really owned by you still until you write him a shtar shichur. It has to be documented, okay? And maybe that's what they really want here. They want documentation. They don't want people coming and claiming later, you're still owned by me, so they want to make sure everything is documented. Okay, so it's this in-between. One of the mafreshim made a comparison to someone who sells their palm trees for the dates. Okay, now what does that mean? You don't own the palm tree itself. You own all the produce of it. That's the way you own this Eved. In Eved Knani, you own basically the whole tree and the dates. You own everything. Comes to an Eved Ivri, you have rights to all the payroll. And you can't basically be mocha them, because you own them. So the only way you can get rid of them is if you have a shtar, or if he buys them, purchases them from you legitimately. So therefore, mechila wouldn't work here. That's what they're saying. Okay. Yitera alava maivriya. Okay, now this is going to lead us into a whole thing now. Okay, yitera alava maivriya. What did we say in our Mishnah? She's got one thing, which is the simanim. Remember, she goes out as soon as she reaches the age of nara. Amarish Lakish. Amaivriya. Now he's going to add something that our Mishnah doesn't have, which always creates a problem. Remember, what do we always do when we have something like this? We say they left out something. And then when they say they left out something, well, if they left out one thing, they have to have left out more things. So what was the extra thing they left out? And then they have a whole deal. So Rish Lakish says, Amaivriya konat atzma b'mitata av. Okay? How does she acquire herself? Also, if her father dies. Remember, her father sold her into slavery. So if the father dies, not just if the Adon dies, we saw that. That was true even for the Eved Ivri. Because remember, you don't pass them down to your children. So therefore, if the Adon dies, but even the Yama Ivriya, if her father sold her into slavery, if he dies, basically his debts, I guess, go away. And she was his debt. So she gets freed. That's what Rish Lakish says. But they're going to have a lot of issues with
him. What if the same thing works for marriage?
Not exactly. It doesn't work for marriage that way. If the father marries you off, nope, doesn't help. Okay, so now what do they say? How does he learn this? Mirishut Adom mikal v'chomer. They're going to learn it from the Rishut Adom from a kal v'chomer. Umas simanim she'em motziim mirishut ha'av motziim mirishut Adon. Simanim, what happens? Simanim don't take her out of her father's reshut. Remember what happens? When she becomes a na'ara, she's got this 6-month stage after she has two hairs and she's 12. Then what happens? So she, for 6 months, is called a na'ara. After those 6 months pass, she becomes a bogeri. Then she's in her own reshut. But when she's a na'ara, she's still in her father's reshut, assuming she's not married, right? If she's fully married, if she's betrothed, she's still in her father's reshut. But if she's fully married, she's no longer in his reshut. So what do you see here? Since simanim she'em motziim mirishut ha'av, but are motziim mirishut adon, but she gets released from the adon. If the adon doesn't want to marry her at that point, she goes free as soon as she becomes a na'ara before the 6 months pass. So therefore, mitasha motziam mirishut av, if the father dies, right, then she's out of the father's jurisdiction. So eino din she motziam mirishut adon. So shouldn't the father's death also remove her from the reshut adon? Okay, that's his kal v'chomer. So remember, Rish Lakish, what you have to remember right now, keep in mind, Rish Lakish says the mitata av also releases her, and he learns it from a kal v'chomer. Okay? So, now we're going to have a series of questions on him. I started making a chart, I didn't finish it, but at least we have the first few sources on the chart. We're going to start having questions on him. Meitive, from Tanaitic sources. Rav Hoshaya asks a question from a Braita. Yitera alava maivriya shekonet atzma b'simanim. That's our Mishnah. Sorry. The first one's from our Mishnah. What does it say? She's better than the, right, than the, she's got one up on the Eved Ivri, that she has one more way of acquiring herself, and that's b'simanim. And if she would acquire herself also b'mitata av, it should have said that, right? V'im'ita, and if that were also true, nitneina b'mitata av. So basically, Rish Lakish, what you're saying goes against the Mishnah. So what's the answer? Tana v'shir. Oh, the Tana left off. So now they say, well, my shir, the high shir. Again, if you leave off one, you have to leave off more than one. So what else is missing? Shir mitata adon. Okay, he left off. The death of the adon also doesn't appear here. So now they say, no, what do you mean? He left off mitata adon. What did the Mishnah say? Remember, it says, Eved Ivri nikneh b'kesef v'shtar v'konet atzmo b'shanim v'giraon kesef. Right, then it said Yitera lava maivriya shekonet atzma b'simanim, but then it said Hanirtza nikneh b'ritziya v'konet atzma b'yovel u'b'mitata adon. Mitata adon does appear there. Now it's true it doesn't appear in that list, but it appears later. So they're going to say imishum mitata adon lav shiruhu dekeva de'ikanami b'ish lo katane. Okay, since it also appears later in the Mishnah by ish, they didn't mention it here. So what do they say now? Ela, now we have to explain why he left this one off and nothing else, because they're going to say this one is different from all the others, right? Which one of these things is not like the other, right? This one has something unique about it that the others don't have. And therefore, the Tana only listed these type things and not those type things. So what are they? Velanitne. Sorry, look at Hanibel. Velanitne Tana Davar. It should have said it. So now what do they say? Tana davar sheyesh lo kitzba katane. Davar sheein lo kitzba lo katane. He only talked about things that have a set time to them. Mitat habal doesn't have a set time to it, right? You never know when he's going to die. So now they say, wait a minute. Hasimanim de'en lahem kitzba v'katane. Also simanim, you don't exactly know when they're going to come. Yeah, they're age-related, but not exactly age-related, right? So now, Amar of Safra, ein lahem kitzba l'mala, aval yesh lahem kitzba l'mata. There's a minimum age. There may not be a maximum age, right? We don't know when they're going to come, but we know that they can't come before a certain time. So that already makes them with a kitzba. They have some sort of kitzba, whereas death can come at any time. Okay, so now how do you know that simanim have a minimum? Titania, there's a bright here with a machloket, but even within this machloket, there's a minimum. Ben tesha shanim shevish shtei sarot shuma. If you have someone who's 9 years old and you see two sarot on him, you call that mole hair, basically. You assume that that's not simanim, that's just some sort of bizarre hair growth. Miven teisha shanim biyom echad ad ben yud bet shana biyom echad. What about that was when he's 9? What if he's 9 in a day until the age of 12? Beodambo, okay, and those hairs are still there; they haven't fallen out. You still call them shuma according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, siman. That's already, once you hit age 9, he thinks that's called a siman. So what do you see here? There's a machloket about it, but there is a minimum age, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be 9 in a day. And according to Tanakama, it has to be 13. We're going to see. Ben Yu Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, Divrei HaKol Siman. So from age 13 in one day, it's already a siman. It's weird. It says Ad Yud Bet Shana. I guess Ben Yud Bet would mean... Right? Why did he say 9 to 12 in a day? It should have been 13, really.
If you keep going, it does.
I guess. No, now it says Ben Yugimel Shana V'Yom Echad. But it's like missing something, right? It should say until Yugimel Shana V'Yom Echad. There's something weird about it.
What I find interesting is they're using
a boy.
To make an argument for a girl. And they,
yeah, but their point is that the concept of simanim has a boundary of years. Okay? Right. Right? There must be a machloket about girls also. I don't know why they only brought the boys and not the girls.
They go on to say that if a girl has a sign, she's 9.
Ah, so there, here, interesting. It says there... Here, if you look in Rashi, ben tesh shanim ben ad yubet shana. So it says v'hatam parach lebenida amay nakat yugimel v'lo nakat yubet umetaretzla. And there's a thing about this yugimel yubet. It comes up in Nida when we get there at the very end of the cycle. We'll try to remember this. Okay, mativ rav sheshet. So that was the first question, but we answered it up because we said mita is different. It has a different right. The Mishnah didn't mention things that have no time frame at all. Okay, whereas simanim at least had some sort of a time frame, a beginning time frame, not an ending. Mativ Rav Shesha. Rav Shimon, so now Rav Shesha brings a question from another writer. Rav Shimon Omer, Arba'a Ma'anikim Lahem. There's four situations where the Adon has to give him a gift. You remember we saw that pasuk? Okay, Ve'im Ha'anek, where is it? It's in here. The first section, Bedorim Tevav. Ki macher lecha achicha ivri o ivriya, v'avetcha shesh shanim, v'shana shvi'it, tishachenu chofshi me'imach, you should send him free. V'chi tishachenu, we're going to darshan all these, we're going to darshan the tishachenu, and then it says, v'chi tishachenu chofshi me'imach, and when you send him, you see there's a repetition here, lo tishachenu reikam, don't send him empty-handed, ha'anek ta'anik lo mitzoncha mi'garnacha mi'ikvecha, you have to give him gifts. So there's four types of situations where manikim, now Rabbi Shimon's not going to tell you what they are, but what he's going to tell you is shlosha be'ish v'shlosha be'isha. Okay, there's three situations where a man will get, three situations where a woman will get. If you put the list together, all together, there's four because there's overlap of some of them. V'yata yechol lomar dalet be'echad. But neither one of them has all four methods work for them, okay? Lefi she'ein simanim be'isha ve'ein ritzia, ein simanim be'ish ve'ein ritzia be'isha. In other words, simanim is on the boys' list, is on the girls' list, and Ritzia is on the boys' list, right? If you did Ritzia and then you set him free, you know, then Yovel came. So each of those are on, right? But the other ones would overlap. Vimita, and if we had this case, right, obviously on the girls' list, you would have an extra one, which would be Nitneinami Mitata Av. So therefore, again, Rish Lakish, it doesn't appear in this Braita. So now they're going to have a v'chitema, and if you want to say hachanami tana v'shir, right, then maybe he left out things, v'har ba'akatani, but it said four, he said explicitly four. V'chitema, and if you want to say, right, and that is, we can assume if they made a list, they might have left things off, but if they give a number, so clearly they mean just that number. So then they say, wait, v'chitema, davar she'esh lo kitzba katani, v'davar she'en lo kitzba lo katani, maybe, right, just like we answered before, that they only listed things that have time-bound, time limitations to it. V'hasimanim de'en lehen kitzba v'katane, but simanim don't appear there. V'chitem achanami kid Rav Safra, but maybe you could answer up like Rav Safra, that they do have some sort of time frame. V'haika, but there's another one, mitata adon, de'en lehen kitzba v'katane, v'katane. Now, remember, we didn't see the list that they said, but they're assuming that what must have been on this list of the three that do overlap, because remember, what do we have? We only have the one that doesn't overlap. So we said, well, maybe you left, clearly you left out, because one of the ones that don't overlap is the one Rish Lakish said, which is Mitata Av. So now they say, but obviously one of the overlap ones must have been Mitata Adon, and Mitata Adon is just like Mitata Av, doesn't have any time frame about it. So therefore, they say, right, and it's listed. So they say, no. Mitat Adonami lo katane. Who says Mitat Adon is one of those three? It's not. So now they have to say, well, what are the three if it's not that? Vela arba'a mainihu, shanim, v'yovel shoritzia. Now there's years, 6 years, there's yovel, and then there's yovel even if you got pierced. V'amai v'ya b'simanim. And the Amai Vriya is Besimanim. So Hachinami Mistabra de Katani Seifa Iatayacholomar ba Arba'a Bechamehem Lefisha Ein Simanim Beish Veim Ritzia Beisha. Vim Ita Beisha Miam Shkacha La Arba'a Shma Mina. So now they're saying, one second, I'm missing Shanim Beyovel Beyovel Sharitzia Vamai Vriya Besimanim. Right. Sorry, I was just confused for a minute. This is how you have it. Let me just organize it for you. You have the three, right? You have three for each one and four altogether. So the four altogether are Mita. The four are Shanim, Yovel, Yovel Sharitzia, and Mita. The Simanim. Sorry. Right? Shanim, Yovel, Yovel Sharitzia, and the simanim. So now you have one, two, three, the shanim, yovel, and simanim for the woman, and shanim, yovel, and yovel shavitzia for the man. So there you have, without having to include mitat adon on this list. Okay, so there you see, you can still answer up that he only had things that yesh lam kitzba, and not things she'en lam kitzba. Okay, whereas yovel, shanim, right, that clearly has kitzba. Okay, so now they say, and it also makes sense because the Seifa says that there's only, right, you can't say four by any one of them. And if you added Mitata Ha'adon, right, which was the one we were trying to say, if you added that, then you should have added the other one. If you added Mitata Adon, you would end up with four for the woman. Okay, so now, Miyam Mishkacha Labar Ba'ashma Mina. Okay, next question. Mativ Rav Amram. Ve'elu Ma'anikim Lahem. These are the people who get gifts. Hayotze b'shanim, ubi yovel, ubi mitata adon. Now we're going to have a problem with this one, because this one clearly has the mitata adon on the list. Okay, you just see that they all had different lists, right? Because this one, why wouldn't you say yovel shoritzio? Maybe that's obvious. If there's yovel, so there's also yovel shoritzio, possibly. You wouldn't need to say that separately. Yovel could include all that. So now what do they say? So shanim yovel mitata adon. V'amai v'ya b'simanim. V'imita, again, nitne nami mitata av. V'chitema, and if you want to say tana v'shir, v'ha elu katane, right? You can't say he left off stuff because he said these people, right? Meaning these and no others. It's like saying four ways, okay? It's like the one before. V'chitema, davar she'esh lo kitzpa katane, v'davar she'en lo kitzpa lo katane, v'ha simanim, de'en lem kitzpa v'katane. We have simanim here, but again, you could say v'chitema, they're just going through all the possible things you could say. You could say, well, you know, simanim doesn't have a time frame. They say, no. You might want to say, well, we could answer. Hachanami kidirav safra, like we answered before. But then you would say, v'haika mitata adon, right? And that one clearly is going to leave us with a problem because mitata adon is just like mitata av, it has no kitzba, and therefore they say, this source, chivta de Rish Lakish chivta. This is a problem for Rish Lakish. So now they're going to say, if Rish Lakish, for how Rish Lakish kavachomer amar? If Rish Lakish had this great kavachomer, then how come the Tana the Brighta didn't have the same kavachomer? Okay, if it's so obvious, now we're asking basically on the question, we're flipping the question back to that Tana. If that Tana didn't include it, well then why not? Should have had this kavachomer. So what did we answer? Amar kavachomer, kavachomer amar, so kavachomer prichahi. It's a problematic kavachomer. Mishum de'ika lemifrach, malasimanim shenishtana haguf, tomar b'mitata av shekein lo nishtana haguf. It's a better siman to allow her to go free because it's a change that happens to her. Whereas her father's death isn't a change that happens to her physically, and therefore it's not as strong as the simanim. And that's why you could say this is not a good kavachomer, because you could say that there's something unique by the simanim that doesn't appear by the mitata av. Okay, now we're going to try to bring a source that supports Rish Lakish. Tanechada, enek eved ivri latzmo. One brayta says that the gift the Eved Ivri gets goes to him, okay, when he lets him go free, right? This is kind of obvious. We're going to later ask, what do you mean? Why are you telling us this? It's obvious. But the gift of the Amai Vriya goes to herself. V'tanya idach, there's a different brayta that says, enek Amai Vriya umitziyata la'aviha. If an Amai Vriya gets this gift, right, or she finds something, it goes to her father. V'ein l'rabba elaschar batala bilvad. If she finds something while she's in this, you know, she's working for this other guy, he doesn't get her mitziyot, the father gets it. What does he get? Well, if she spent time collecting this mitziyah, she obviously wasn't working during that time. So he gets the amount of time, right, the work that she wasted by getting this mitziyah. So now, what do we have? Two brayta that contradict each other. So what are they going to say? My love, hadanafka b'simanim, v'hadanafka la b'mitzat ha'av. When does she get a gift? When does it go to her? When she goes out when the father dies, because there's no father to get it, right? Normally, she would go out with simanim, and the gift would go to her father, because when she's still a na'ara, the stuff goes to her father. Only if the father dies, then, right? So what do you see here? Oh, clearly, mitat ha'av, she goes free. So now they're going to say, no, you can't prove that, because what could you say, very obviously? Lo idi v'idi, d'nafka la b'simanim. Both went out b'simanim, v'lo kashya. Hadi ite la'av, v'hadi leite la'av. The father could have died earlier, right? That's just because the father's not around to get it, right? Why does she get, first of all, you obviously could explain this, that there's two shitot about who gets her, right? The problem is that we generally know that when she's a na'ara, she, right, because the assumption is she goes free as soon as she's in Ara. The father is still zakai to all her stuff at that point. So he should get it. So therefore, they're assuming it must be the father's not there. So first they assume it must be the father died and that's why she went free. Now they're saying, no, the father could have died earlier, between the time he sold her until the time that she went free. So, you know, until the time she had simanim. So therefore, you could say it like that. So, you know, let's stop here for today and we'll pick up with this tomorrow.